What do you think are the possibilities of using something like CRISPR gene editing and also, in a bigger sense, synthetic biology in the industry?
Well, I think that there's a lot of potential for gene editing to have an impact industrially. And part of the reason is that it opens the door to working with organisms that in the past were not genetically tractable. So I'll give you a great example. Mm-hmm. So lots of people have done experiments with yeast, yeast biology and yeast genetics over the years. But the strain of yeast that is typically used in laboratories is not very good for industrial applications because it's not heat tolerant and it can't grow to very high densities. So what some of my colleagues in the Bay Area have been doing, Jay Kiesling is one, and you may know his work, and Adam Arkin is another, is taking the CRISPR technology and using it to engineer strains of yeast that are robust in terms of their ability to grow to very high density and tolerate higher heat, but in the past were not genetically, couldn't be manipulated genetically.
Right.
Now we have ways to use gene editing to introduce genes that encode a pathway, for example, that allow you to make biofuels and other kinds of useful chemicals more efficiently and in bugs that are in in widespread use industrially. So that's an example.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah, that's really interesting because our project actually specifies with yeast because I think the biggest and most probable application that we saw was fermentation, beer production, actually, because that's a metabolic process. And so we thought, what if we can actually automate that system so that, beer companies, for example, can detect what's being made real time, maybe even like change it real time if it's going awry.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you very much. That's an amazing answer. We actually didn't think about how the lab strains might be completely not aligned with what industry wants. That's
right.
A good point.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until I learned about what Kiesling and others were doing with gene editing.